In the shadow of your wings, I will abide forever and hear my spirit sings. I will rejoice in you, my God.
Welcome to In the Shadow of Your Wings with Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. The Granby Christian Church desires the lost to be saved and the believer to passionately pursue Christ in all that they do. Let's join Pastor John Marins for today's message.
Friends, there is a place of quiet rest, a place of protection, a place where we can literally feel the presence and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Does that sound good to you? Where, you might ask, is that place? Well, it's the very place that Ruth, from the book of Ruth in the Old Testament, it's the very place to which Ruth had fled for security. Ruth, you remember, was a widow from Moab and had come to trust in the God of Israel. Surely that was the result of the teaching of her faithful mother-in-law, Naomi. Ruth, in full trust for God, had followed Naomi back to Naomi's land, the promised land. Ruth was now living with Naomi in her home in Bethlehem. Ruth, by the permission of Naomi, and surely taught by Naomi to do this, had asked to go out and to glean in the barley fields in the area around Bethlehem. And the time was just as the barley harvest had begun. So Ruth went out to meet her needs and the needs of Naomi by gleaning. And all this kindness and trust in God that Ruth plainly demonstrated had not gone unnoticed. Boaz, a close relative, had heard and had seen for himself the diligence of Ruth as she worked for the good of Naomi, as well as her own good, by gleaning again his fields. Now listen to what Boaz said about Ruth because of her faithful service. Ruth 2:12, "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel." These truths we're reinforcing tonight because we want them to be etched in our minds. The Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Let me read that verse again. It's Ruth 2:12. "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." Who did Boaz expect to recompense and reward and protect Ruth? The Lord God of Israel, under whose wings she had come to trust. Let's pray. Father, tonight I wonder if there's someone listening just now, and they, like Ruth, have experienced the death of a family member or maybe even a spouse. If so, Father, give them comfort by your Holy Spirit. By listening to this very program, may they come to the place where they want to put their trust under the shadow of your wings, where they choose to come under the shadow of your wings, Lord God. It's only in this place of security can true rest for our spirits and our souls be found. So use us to speak your words from your book, the Bible, that lives might be touched and healed, that repentance of sins might come, that dedication of lives might take place, but above all, that someone might say to you, God, I want to come under the shadow of your wings. Would you save me? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Listen to these psalms. Psalms 36:7, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God! The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings." Psalms 57:1 says, "Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious and merciful to me, for my soul finds shelter and safety in you and in the shadow of your wings. I will take refuge and be confidently secure until the destruction passes by." Listen to this final scripture. It's the very words of Jesus Christ as recorded in Matthew 23:37. I'm reading just now from the Amplified Version. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who murders the prophets and stones to death, those messengers who are sent to her by God. How often, listen to these words, friends, how often I wanted to gather your children together around me as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. Listen carefully, friends. Jesus goes on to say in Matthew 23:38, your house is being left to you desolate. That means completely abandoned by God and destitute of his protection. Just the opposite of being under the shadow of his wings. Verse 39, for I say to you, you will not see me again. That's ministering publicly to you until you say, blessed. That means to be celebrated with praise. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Friends, just now, do what Ruth did. Say, Lord, I need you desperately. I have bills I cannot pay. I have some tests that the doctor wants me to take, and I don't know what the outcome is going to be. My kids aren't listening to me. My grandkids are making huge mistakes. Lord, help me. Protect me. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. And what will the Father do as we, in faith, come to him and ask for his presence in our hearts and lives? He'll do for us the same thing he did for Ruth and Naomi. Let's begin reading now from the Good News Translation, Ruth chapter 2 and verse 1. Again, we're emphasizing some of these truths again because we want them, as we've said, to be etched into our hearts and lives, because these truths are so different, radically different from the things that we hear in the world. Ruth chapter 2, verse 1. Naomi had a relative. Remember, Naomi is the widow, and Ruth is the daughter-in-law. Naomi had a relative named Boaz, a rich and influential man who belonged to the family of her husband Elimelech. One day, Ruth said to Naomi, surely at the prompting and the teaching of Naomi, let me go to the fields to gather grain that the harvest workers leave. I'm sure to find someone who will let me work with him. Naomi answered, go ahead, daughter. It's kind of like a kid saying on Saturday morning, Mom, can I clean my room? So Ruth went out to the fields and walked behind the workers, picking up the heads of grain which they left. It so happened, in other words, providentially, that she was in a field that belonged to Boaz, the man mentioned in the first verses of this chapter. Sometime later, Boaz himself arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the workers. The Lord be with you, he said. The Lord bless you, they answered. And Boaz asked the men in charge, now who is that young woman? Speaking of Ruth, of course. The men answered, she is the foreign girl who came back from Moab with Naomi. She asked me to let her follow the workers and gather grain. She has been working since early morning and has just now stopped to rest for a while under the shelter. Then Boaz said to Ruth, let me give you some advice. Don't gather grain anywhere else excepting in this field. Work with the women here. Watch them to see where they're reaping and stay with them. I've ordered my men not to molest you. And whenever you're thirsty, go and drink from the water jars they have filled. Ruth bowed down, her face touching the ground, and said to Boaz, why should you be so concerned about me? Again, we've asked these questions in past broadcasts. Why should you be so kind to a foreigner? Boaz answered, I have heard about everything that you have done for your mother-in-law since your husband died, and I know you left your father and mother and your own country, and how you came to live among a people you had never known before. May the Lord reward you for what you have done. May you find a full reward from the Lord God of Israel, to whom you have come for protection. Remember, King James says, the Lord pay you your work, and a full recompense be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. Ruth answered, you're very kind to me, sir. You've made me feel better by speaking gently to me, even though I'm not the equal of one of your servants. At mealtime, Boaz said to Ruth, come and have a piece of bread and dip it in the sauce. So she sat with the workers, and Boaz passed some grain roasted grain to her. This past week, we decided to take some of our grain buds and to roast them. It was an interesting experience. We had to put a lid on them. It's not quite like popcorn, but something like that. It's not like puff wheat either, but it just makes the grain buds be softened enough so that you can use them as a snack food. She ate until she had been satisfied and she had some food left over. After she had left to go and gather grain, Boaz orders the workers, now listen to what Boaz says, let her gather even where the bundles are lying, and don't say anything to her to stop her. Besides that, pull out some heads of grain from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up. So Ruth gathered grain in the field until evening, and when she had beaten it out, she found that she had nearly 25 pounds. She took the grain back into town and showed her mother-in-law how much she had gathered. She also gave her the food left over from the meal. Naomi asked her, where did you work? In whose field were you working today? May God bless the man who took an interest in you. So Ruth told Naomi that she had been working in a field belonging to a man named Boaz. Well, I'm sure Naomi picked up her ears at that. May the Lord bless Boaz, Naomi exclaimed. The Lord always keeps his promises to the living and the dead. And she went on that this man is a close relative of ours, one of those responsible for taking care of us. Then Ruth said, well, best of all, he told me to keep gathering grain with his workers until they'd finished the harvest. Naomi said to Ruth, yes, daughter, it will be better for you to work with the women of Boaz in his field. You might be molested if you went to someone else's field. So Ruth worked with them and gathered grain until all the barley and the wheat harvest, which follows, of course, the barley harvest, till all the barley and the wheat harvest had been harvested, and she continued to live with her mother-in-law. Where? In Bethlehem. Friends, there's a beautiful hymn that tells the same story of Ruth. It was written by a man named Ira D. Sankey in 1896. The hymn is entitled, Under His Wings. Under his wings, I'm safely abiding, though the night deepens and tempests are wild. Still I can trust him. I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am his child. Under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide, forever. Under his wings, verse 2 goes on to say, what a refuge in sorrow. Oh, the heart yearningly turns to his rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort, and there I am blessed. Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment. There will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings. Under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Let's close in prayer. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Naomi, Boaz, and Ruth, you made promises to all these. They all chose to believe in your promises and to come under the shadow of your wings. We also choose to do the same thing. Heal our broken hearts, as you promised. Heal our sick bodies, as you have promised. Minister to the churches we attend, the Bible studies, to our pastors, our church, fellow church members. Show yourself fully capable of being a shelter to us. Lead us, guide us, guard us, direct us, and protect us. For we cry out to you, Father. There are so many devastating problems in this world today. Wars and rumors of wars. And we ask Jesus, have the birth pangs begun? Is your return imminent? If it be tonight or 1,000 nights from now, hide us just now under the shadow of your wings. Comfort us when we're afraid. Lift us up. We say it again. Save us, God Almighty, through the precious blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Show yourself strong as we hide under the shadow of your wings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to In the Shadow of Your Wings with Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. If you don't have a church home, they would like to invite you to join them this Sunday for morning worship at 10:45. The church is located at 969 Granby Miners Road in Granby, Missouri. Have a blessed weekend, and remember to abide in the shadow of His wings.
I will rejoice in you, my God, in the shadow of your wings.
Never miss your favorite show again. For more than 30 years, KNEO has been bringing you great Bible teachers on a local and national level. And now, we've made it easier than ever to hear from these great men and women of God. KNEO's entire lineup is now available to listen anytime, anywhere, through our website. Go to kneo.org/podcast to see all the options. You can search for programs alphabetically, or you can select individual categories like culture, kids, leadership, or music. We even have a category just for locally produced programs, so you can hear from pastors and spiritual leaders located right here in the four-state area. And all these resources are absolutely free. KNEO's mission is to get God's Word in front of you, and this is one of the ways we do it. Give it a try today. Go to kneo.org and click on the podcast tab to get started.